The flyers decry the influence of wealthy radical environmentalists who oppose a mine in Iron County. The mailings point the finger with a list of seven candidates who are challenging county board seats in next week's election. First on that list is Hurley resident Michael McGrath, who is challenging chairperson Joe Pinardi for his seat on the board. McGrath says his motivation to run for public office did come from the mining issue, but he doesn't see himself as a radical.
I guess I would be against the mine, but as far as call me a radical environmentalist, I don't think so. You could talk to any of my friends. I don't think I'm like that.
Iron County board elections are attracting more attention than usual, with the mine a central issue and 10 out of 15 seats contested. But 10th District candidate Dick Thiede, who's also listed on the flyer, laughs at the idea of spending money on the race.
In my little district, if everybody voted that has voted in any of the last seven elections, that would be 265 people. Generally, the voters range around 150 for the two towns. So, no, there's nothing to spend any money on.
Thiede says five rolls of stamps and a $30 Facebook ad are the extent of his campaign spending. He says it's ironic that a group funded by billionaires would be criticizing the influence of outsiders. Americans for Prosperity could not be reached for comment on deadline. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.